four levels of consciousness.
It combines the power of the mind with the wisdom of your heart, and it just helps you to unlock your potential.
Put your hands together for Jeremy Nichol!
Hey everyone, welcome to my Shiny Minds show.
My name is Shiny Unsal. I am the proud creator of NeuroShine Technology and your NeuroShine coach. Today's topic is four levels of consciousness, what they are and why they're important for you. The problem with not knowing the level of your consciousness can show up as ignorance. When I look at my experience working with people in my coaching and training business over a decade now, I see that it's all about the level of consciousness. We are all human beings. We make mistakes and we learn and we grow with our mistakes. The important thing is to always and always and always upgrade, up-level and elevate the level of our consciousness. I am going to talk about four levels of consciousness, but obviously we have more. Even teeny tiny learning that you implement, you integrate into your everyday life, it just elevates your consciousness. Teeny tiny thoughts, teeny tiny beliefs, teeny tiny changes that you make in your everyday life, they improve the level of your consciousness. I'm going to talk about four of them today so that they can guide you, they can give you a structure of how you can think about your own level of consciousness and how you can improve your level. All right? Number one. The first level is the level that I call the victim mentality, and you need to certainly watch out for this one because this is the belief of that very first level of consciousness. Life happens to me. So it's basically like you have no effect, you have no power, you have no control over life. You are the end result. You are the effect of life. Everything happens to you, and that also puts you in this place of victimhood where you start talking about complaints, blames, the embarrassments, the shame that you have, the hopelessness, the helplessness, the guilt. Shall I go on? I guess you can relate. All the fear and anxiety and doubt and worry. This is the very first level. This level needs to be caught, needs to be transformed, needs to be elevated immediately to the second level. Life happens for me. This is the level of consciousness that I call in my NeuroShine technology the responsibility. Why is this the responsibility? Because now you have empowerment. Now you have courage. Now you have tap into your own self-control. Now you can say, I got this, right? I'm not the effect of life. I'm the cause. Like, I'm going to make it happen. I'm going to take action and I'm not going to give up. This is a total different mindset. Can you tell? I'm sure you can see the difference between life happens to me and life happens for me mentalities, because in here, how can you spot if you are in the responsible mindset and consciousness? You're going to have self-regulation. You're going to have empowerment. You're going to have motivation. You're going to have control. You might have even a little bit too much control. That's how you can spot. If you find yourself trying to control everyone and everything, if you find yourself making decisions on behalf of other people even before they ask you to, then you're a bit too responsible. Make sense? Number three, next level you can rise up is going to happen only when you're able to let go of that excessive control. Remember the number two? When you're able to let go of that too much control, now you rise up to life happens through me place that I call flow. This consciousness level, if you ask my opinion, is the second best, of course. But most of the time, if you are able to live in this beautiful place, what does that mean through me? Which means that you're not blocking anything. You are just this transparent, authentic place. Like you're just like water, right? Life just flows through you. You don't resist nothing. You don't try to argue. You don't try to win. You don't try to become right. Everybody is right. Everybody has their own place. I'm okay. I'm just letting it go. So when you're able to let go, when you're able to forgive, forget, when you're able to surrender, when you're able to dance with life, now you know you're in flow level of consciousness. Number four is, this is obviously an ultimate place to be, where you become the co-creator of your life. I am the co-creator of my life. If you paid attention, the first two, life happens to me and life happens for me, levels of consciousness, they were both detached from life itself. Life was something that's happening to me or for me, but this is something away from me. I'm not that, right? So the last two, life happens through me, is now including you in it. And this one, this top one, you're not only included, but you're a part of creating it. So that is the ultimate place to be. When you're able to say, I am, and as you know by now, I'm sure you have seen it from other resources, I am, they are the most powerful words that you can ever say to yourself, because whatever follows it becomes your reality. When you are able to co-create your life, when you become the writer, the actress, and the director of your own life, it's a totally new game. How do you spot if you are here? This is a place of consciousness where you are one with everything. You not only integrate different parts of disciplines and perspectives about life, but you're also able to connect with objects, nature, animals, the little things, the air, the food. So you are one. It's everything, and you are a part of it. And you are responsible. As much as other things, you are also responsible to create the happenings of your life. You create your own reality. Make sense? I hope it does. So once again, let's wrap up the four states, four levels of consciousness again. One, life happens to me. Two, life happens for me. Three, life happens through me. And four, I am the co-creator of my life. So I hope this served you. I hope you enjoyed. So now I want to ask you, can you please put a comment below and share with us which level of consciousness you are currently operating from? It can change from here to tomorrow, right? But right now, as you are watching this video, what is your level of consciousness and why do you think so? Please put a comment below and let's all learn from each other. And if you like this video, please share it with others so they also become aware of their levels of consciousness. And subscribe to my channel to learn more about yourself, your life, and others. And remember, life is a beautiful game that you get to play on your own terms successfully and joyfully. And it is your time to unlock your true potential to become who you're meant to be, so that together we can make it a better place with more love and shiny minds.